This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. The popular and critically acclaimed HBO series 6 Feet Under is in its final season, and most of the characters appear to be at turning points in their lives. My guest is one of the show's stars, Lauren Ambrose. She also starred in the independent films Swimming and Psycho Beach Party and appeared in the movie Can't Hardly Wait. On 6 Feet Under, Ambrose plays Claire Fisher, the daughter in a family that runs a funeral home. The series began with the death of the father. The two sons now run the business. When the show started, Claire was in high school. Now she's taking time off from art school. Earlier this season, she moved in with her emotionally and mentally unstable boyfriend, Billy, and wanted to use her trust fund to travel. But her mother insisted the money was for college and cut her off. It's one of many things Claire's been fighting about with her mother. Here's a scene from earlier this season.
Don't you think it's significant that whenever I make a decision for myself, you hate me?
I don't hate you. I hate your choices.
Look at me! I am an adult, and my choices are none of your business. You had no right to call that lawyer. Dad loved me. He wanted me to be happy. That's why he left me the money.
He did not intend to finance you while you play house with a crazy person.
Oh, look who's talking.
He wanted you to be educated, to learn, to go to college.
I am learning from life. You don't even know what college is. You never went. That was your choice. And now you hate yourself for it, so you're going to take it out on me?
That is not true.
Then stop being such a controlling bitch and give me my money. I will hit you back this time. Billy and I are moving to Spain, and you can't stop us. Get out of my house!
Claire's mother, Ruth, is played by Frances Conroy. The character of Claire is so well written and performed, it's easy to feel like you know her. I asked Lauren Ambrose about the reaction she gets to her character.
It's funny, everybody says, that's me, that was me in high school, it's me now. And sometimes I wonder if it's because Claire gets to say so many witty quips from the pen of Alan Ball and other very clever people that we all wish we could be as clever as Claire some days.
You're a few years older than Claire is. Is that helpful in the sense that, like, can you draw, like, when she was in high school, were you able to draw on high school experiences, and did you have enough distance on them so that you could interpret them?
Yeah, I think I had just the right amount of distance without forgetting. I was able to try to make it very personal over the years. You're actually catching me on my first day of freedom here. We just finished shooting Forever yesterday.
Oh, you must be in a really emotional spot then.
I am. It's very strange to be even talking about it, but it's wild. It's a wild thing. We were out, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but we were out shooting in the Mojave Desert yesterday, and it was very beautiful and very hot, and I was alone, and it was everyone's done already, and I had the very last moments to myself of our show.
At what point did you know what the ending was going to be for your character and the others? Did you know when they gave you the script, or did you know before that?
Well, we didn't know what was going to happen in the final episode until Alan wrote it. We kind of knew vaguely a trajectory of the season. And we knew that this would be the final season from the very beginning. Alan called us at the beginning and called us each and said, "This is it. We're going to be working towards the end." And he sounded inspired and excited to make this final season. And he sounded like he had a lot of ideas. So it was just kind of exciting to see what was how they were going to figure out a way to bring an end to this.
Well, this year, your characters in this, the final season, your character is a little physically different. She's lost weight.
She.
And I wasn't sure whether your character lost weight, whether Claire lost weight, or whether Lauren Ambrose, you yourself, had lost weight, and thus Claire had lost weight too.
Well, I got a little skinnier because I was living in England. I was living in London. I did this Sam Shepard play at the National Theater over the hiatus, and I was just working every night, working on stage, and so I shed some pounds. And also, the food was so horrendous in London that I was eating so healthily. I was sort of preparing all meals for myself and eating a lot of salads instead of fried things and pasties and things that were available to me. And then actually I was, the play that I did, and it overlapped with 6 Feet Under with the very beginning. The producers were kind enough to make room for me to do both projects. So I was, because the play was running in repertory with another show, I was flying back and forth in between my little breaks from the play, coming to Los Angeles, doing a few days of 6 Feet Under, going back and doing the play. So that'll make you skinny.
Well, was weight an issue for you as an actress?
Not really.
Good.
Once when I did this movie, Can't Hardly Wait, when I was 19 years old, and I remember the director came in, and there were two directors, and the woman came in and said, oh, you know, before we were rehearsing the job, and she said, oh, you know, I hate to be the one to do this, but we want to get you a trainer. And I thought, oh God, an acting trainer? a coach? I'm going to get fired. I know I'm going to get fired. And they said, oh no. We want you to try to lose some weight. The thing is, I've always been pretty skinny. I just, I have a very youthful face. Even then, I mean, I think back when I was 19, I was a skinny gal, but I think I just have a round face. Hopefully that will provide for less wrinkles or something as I get older.
How did you get the part of Claire in 6 Feet Under?
I auditioned for it. I auditioned for Alan Ball. I think I auditioned for it when I was visiting Los Angeles, and in his office, and then we went to, when you do a television show, there's this harrowing process of testing for the television show, where they essentially pit actors against each other and have them sort of compete. So they'll pair, you know, one Nate with one Claire in scenes from the pilot, and then you do it for the Suits at HBO or whatever the big studio is, or the network, rather. You do it for the studio, then you do it for the network. So I went through that process with a couple of other actresses, and I remember the pilot is where I learned that my father's death, and I've just smoked crystal meth. Claire has just smoked crystal meth, which she'd never done before, and I remember Alan Ball coming out to the hallway and saying, okay, they want to see the effects of the drug more, so just act really nervous and just show more effects of the drug. And I thought, okay. I went back to my piece of paper that I had all of my notes written from my research about what the effects of crystal meth were, which I'd never experienced personally. I went back in there and tried to be more drug-addled.
Do you have a favorite scene or plot development with your character, Claire?
All of the scenes with Franny Conroy, and that arc over the years, the mother-daughter arc, has been an interesting one to me. And really, all of the scenes in the kitchen. Those have always been my favorite scenes, where it's the four of us sitting in the kitchen as our characters have gone off on all of these tangents, and there's been a lot of plates spinning in the air and all of these extra storylines, going back into that kitchen and sipping coffee or having breakfast and talking to the other three members of the family. Those have always been the touchstone of, oh yeah, this is who this character is. And always sort of special days to shoot those scenes. And one of my favorite memories of this show was a day that I think it was the very first season, and Kathy Bates was directing. And I had a scene with Peter Krause, who plays my brother, Nate, and we were just sitting on the washing machine. It was blocked, so we were sitting on the washing machines, and I was going through something dramatic with a boy and very upset about it, and he was comforting me, and it was just a lovely scene between a brother and sister. And we shot the master of it, and then people always, you know, in television, they always go in and shoot coverage. You shoot a master, and then you shoot the coverage, and then you shoot the coverage closer, or maybe you do a different shot or a move or something else, and then they have all of these choices to choose from. And I said, oh, and Kathy, and so we shot the master, and it was really lovely, and it was just this two shot of us sitting on the washing machine, and Kathy said, that was great, let's move in and get coverage. And I said, oh, do we have to? And she said, no. And then I got really nervous, because then there was nothing to hide behind. But it ended up, that ended up being in the show, and it was just this, just exactly what we did.
Well, why don't we actually hear the scene that you've just described?
Is he your boyfriend?
No. Just, he needs me. The first time in my life I felt important, like someone needed me, you know, like not just like some annoying extra person just lumped in with everyone else. No one's ever needed me.
I need you.
Right. I felt this really intense connection. I was just gone. And I want him back. I want him back. Is there something wrong with me? Is there something about me that makes me deserve something like this?
Deserve what?
Just feeling really close to someone and then having them just disappear. Like I mean nothing.
Claire. Gabe just went to visit his father for a day. I think you're talking about Dad. Look, we never talk about him. That's okay. That's what you want, but at some point you're gonna have to deal with how you feel.
Oh, God, can't I just get upset without having to focus on what's really making me upset?
Well, it worked for me for 34 years.
Lauren Ambrose and Peter Krause in a scene from the first season of 6 Feet Under. This show is about a family that has a funeral parlor, a funeral chapel business. And you've said that you went to a surprising number of funerals when you were growing up with your grandmother. Why did you have so many to go to?
Well, I just spent a lot of time with my grandmother, who is now 96 years old and living in Connecticut. And so she was just an older lady. And in spending a lot of time with her, one of her things she had to do often was go to wakes and funerals. And I would tag along with her. And she was also very good friends with the people who owned the funeral home in the town. And her husband, my grandfather, owned a tavern in the town. It was sort of a meeting place. And so everybody knew her. And so she knew everybody. And she had a lot of funerals to go to when I was growing up. So I would always tag along with her. And then she, of course, suggested that I become a funeral director because I would always have work. Which I conveniently melded into this current job.
It's interesting that she would take you to so many funerals, because there are a lot of parents who really try not to take their children to funerals except for the, you know, closest friends and members of family, so as not to trouble their children about death and not expose them to the agony that family and friends feel when they lose a loved one.
Yeah. Well, I remember in going to all of these funerals, I still think of it, she just always has this incredible ease in that environment and sort of lead me through the process, what had to be done, going up and kneeling and saying goodbye to most of the time people I never knew, or if it was some distant relative, she would explain to me who this person was. But she was just always made it very easy and not something to freak out about. And I suppose that has found its way into my performance as Claire. And growing up with that as a little bit of a backdrop, I never really thought of it as something unique.
You've also sung at funerals. Was that like with choirs or on your own?
Yeah, well, when I was in high school, I grew up in New Haven, Connecticut, and I grew up singing and studying singing and singing with different choruses at Yale and different choruses in New Haven and around there, and then found my way into making money by singing weddings and funerals, in churches.
A lot of teenage girls and young women have kind of high voices that are like placed in their throat or even higher, maybe in their nose, and a very kind of tentative way of speaking. And in the roles I've seen you in, you have this really kind of full, assertive voice. And I guess I'm wondering if you think that taking singing lessons helped you literally find your voice.
Absolutely. I think studying the vocal mechanism and breathing has contributed to that. And I think it's maybe the most important tool an actor has. And then studying the Linklater, freeing your natural voice. working on that kind of voice work too. As I get tentative and start saying when you start talking about my free voice, I start retreating.
But it's another interesting thing about Claire is that, you know, she has a full assertive voice. She is rebellious. She has she's not just
although I've gotten into these habits of speaking down into the back of my throat and sort of lazily, because that's how a teenager from California talks. So
what do you mean? Give me a sense of how that sounds.
Well, just like, you know, lazy and in the back of the throat and talking a lot like this. So I've been doing that for 5 years, and so I'm trying to shake that out of my system in hopes of someday playing another character.
You have very red hair.
Mm.
And I'm wondering if that's been a useful thing as an actress, or something that stood in the way of certain roles, because it's such a defining part of you physically.
Mm. That Psycho Beach Party, they wanted me to bleach my hair blonde. I said, absolutely not.
Why not?
First of all, I thought that they were missing the boat of having the sort of the red-headed comedian. That's sort of an iconic thing, and I thought that would help the film, and plus, I of course made a vow to my mother that I would never dye my hair.
So why did you make that vow?
Well, because she had hair similar to mine, and she, I guess, throughout the 80s bleached and dyed and permed and did all kinds of things to it, and it was never quite the same. And she's tried to get it back since then, but it just was never quite the same. So I'll be a wig girl. I'll cut it, but I don't know that I'll dye it.
Well, I want to thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Lauren Ambrose plays Claire Fisher in the HBO series 6 Feet Under. Our interview was recorded last week. 6 Feet Under is in its final season. The first 3 seasons are on DVD.